creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
Today on Culture Click, we talk to Paul Schallmeier, Regional Fair Director for the Science and Engineering Fair going on tomorrow, February 23rd at St. Mary's University. We will talk about what it takes to put on a regional science fair and the good it does for the students and the greater community as well. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Paul Schallmeier, and this is Culture Click. I'm here with Paul Schallmeier, the Regional Fair Director of the Southeast Minnesota and Western Wisconsin Regional Science and Engineering Fair. How are you doing this morning, Paul?
I'm doing fantastic, Bill. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you on the show with us today. First of all, why don't we just tell the folks at home about the when, where, and who is participating in this fair?
Thanks for asking. So our fair this year will be Friday, February 23rd, and we're hosting, the host this year is St. Mary's University, and we'll be setting the fair up in the gymnasium right on campus just to the east of the Toner Center.
Okay. How many projects does the fair usually host? I mean, it sounds like a big area.
So the fair will be hosting, this year will be hosting about 50 to 60 projects. In the past, we've hosted more than double that many. But we're hoping to have 50 to 60 projects and somewhere around 75 students participating.
Okay. What is the selection process like? Do they enter and go through a selection process, or do they just get into the fair automatically? How does that work?
Typically, our participating schools will have a competition, and actually there is two divisions. I'm going to back up a little bit. There are two divisions.
Okay.
There's a junior division and a senior division. And typically, our schools have their own local fair at the junior division, and that's grade 6 through 8.
Okay.
And then, so they will have their own little mini competition within their school, and judging there will then select anywhere from a dozen to two dozen students to come to the regional.
Okay.
To compete against each other. At the senior division, generally there isn't a runoff competition locally, so they're doing pretty close to college-level research.
Oh, wow.
And so the seniors typically, they spend a whole semester or longer doing their research, writing papers, collecting their data, doing the analysis, and then developing their display or their presentation to bring directly to the regional fair.
Okay, you said they do a lot of research. What types of research might they do in their projects?
Well, since we are under the International Science and Engineering Fair umbrella, and they actually have 22 categories, so you're testing me to identify all 22 categories.
Oh, wow.
But they really range the gambit of science, from health and chemistry and geophysics, physics, animal husbandry, human research topics. So really anything you can think of in science, math, physics, engineering, health, we'll have projects that will represent computer science, all of them at our regional fair.
Okay, that's quite a range there. So there's a lot for the students to pick from, huh?
There is a lot for students to pick from. There is a lot for students to research. From our fair, students will have an opportunity to then advance to a higher level.
Okay, and what levels can they go to? Is there a state fair and things of that nature?
So we are one of the 6 or 7 regions in the state of Minnesota. Each region has 1, 2, or up to 4 or 5 candidates who advance directly from our region to the International Science and Engineering Fair. This year that will be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
But they also we also advance candidates from our region to the state. And our region has 21 projects that will advance directly to the state. And there, at the senior level, from the senior division, they also compete for an additional 5 slots that can go to the international. So Minnesota has a pool, if you'll have that, that will actually go to the international. But we have one that goes directly to international from our region.
Oh, wow. And where is the international fair held?
That will be held this year at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So
oh,
we
it is.
They rotate between Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, and Phoenix.
Okay.
And at the international, some 500 or more from all around the world come to the United States, and they'll exhibit or present their research and findings at an international fair. And the students that go to international, they are really representing, you know, professional scientific research, many of whom will end up being researchers in their field. Some already have patents before they even show up at the convention center.
Really?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. It's pretty serious business then.
Science is serious.
Yeah.
And we live and die by science, and these students represent the initial stages of becoming mm-hmm. the scientists that do the research that guide the direction of our future.
Okay. What kind of awards do they get then when they move on?
Well, locally we have awards, so we have ribbons and trophies mm-hmm. like other fairs will have. Here locally we have some monetary awards. So there are, you know, $100 checks, $50 checks, just, you know, little incentive boosts for students who are showing that their research is representing some ideas and development that the judges and would like to see go forward. But so from the 50 or 60 or so projects, 21 will move to state.
Okay.
And here in our region actually pays for that registration. So it's a $175 award
okay.
to move forward. So that is one award that they those advancing projects get. And not all the regions pay for their state registration. And we felt in our region, our team, that it was important to level the playing field
okay.
for all students so that income wasn't a barrier
right.
to go to the state fair.
Oh, that's really nice. So how much does it cost to put on all this if you are paying for each?
Well, so here our region, our expenses, if you have to add the numbers up, so 21 times 175
okay.
students advancing to state. We have our cost here locally, probably around $7,000 to $10,000 totally. You know, we have the host site. We take turns between St. Mary's University and Winona State University. So the hosting site, we have expenses there, and then our international candidate.
Mm-hmm.
We pay all expenses for that international candidate that moves all the way this year to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's room, board, travel, airfare, and their registration at international, plus some expenses for the week while they're at the international fair.
Right.
That's, you know, and the chaperone. So that is somewhere around between $2,500 and $4,000, depending on the expenses of traveling.
Right, right. Wow. How does the fair work then? Does it run on donations or is there grants?
So we do take donations. And We use the Winona State University Foundation as our nonprofit umbrella that contributions can be made to, and then we draw from the foundation to help with our expenses. And so people can make tax-deductible donations to the foundation. And we have some primary sponsors. Of course, we have St. Mary's University as a hosting site, Winona State University as a hosting site. We also have, benefited from the College of Science and Engineering here at Winona State for large sponsorship dollars over the last number of years.
Oh, cool. Cool. So that's a big community commitment then.
Big commitment. So, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, our expenses annually, you know, between $5,000 and $10,000, the hosting site, volunteer hours, I mean, just the day of, so the fair itself, if you think about it, we have the planning and our planning committee hours, but prior to the day, this year, February 23rd, but the day of, we have some 50 to 75 judges.
Okay.
Spending 3 to 6 hours each judging.
Wow.
So if you do the math, we have over 200 hours of volunteer time just the day of the event.
And wow.
So, and those are all volunteer hours. So if you think of the in-kind, I mean, we have students. Yes, we have students from the college, but we also have professionals from the community, mm-hmm. even outside our community, and professors from both universities donating their time to do the judging for the fair.
Okay, that's a lot of judges. What is the criteria? Like, how do they base their judging on?
So we have kind of a set of rules that look at the students' research, their knowledge of their topic, their presentation skills, and to a lesser extent, their display. So how are they?
Okay.
Well, there is oral presentation when they're talking to the judge, mm-hmm. but there's also their display and how that communicates their research and their results and conclusion.
Right. Okay. What do you see as the big importance for young students to participate in science fairs?
Well, I mean, our youngest being sixth graders, this isn't their first attempt at science. I mean, naturally, we teach science at lower levels mm-hmm. in elementary schools. But this is really their first, probably their first foray into using the scientific method, and then developing skills, research skills that are based on those scientific principles that they then carry forward as they go into secondary school, and then when they go into post-secondary. Really, I think our kids have a leg up on most students, especially going into post-secondary, understanding the importance of the scientific method. Mm-hmm. And fact-based, peer-reviewed research and conducting science.
Okay. Wow. It's pretty intense then for kids.
Science is intense. It's serious. And our kids take it seriously. Our committee, our team takes it seriously. I believe that our students excel at not just science, but at, once they understand the fact-based, peer-reviewed requirements to conducting science. They take that understanding and the discipline into other academic realms, math, music, politics. You'll see our students who go through science fair and the presentation skills that they need to communicate with judges mm-hmm. actually excel in those other presentation skills that they need in other academic levels.
Okay, so there's a lot that students can take away even if they don't advance, huh?
Absolutely. This is, they get a lot out of this. It's not just science, but they get a lot out of the interaction with the judges.
Okay. In past years, are there certain projects that have really impressed you or something of note we could talk about? Or?
Well, we have students. Last year, our international team did a project on distraction while driving, so using handheld devices, and they were the ICIF candidate from our region that went all the way to Los Angeles last year, and they did some significant research that showed the impact of being distracted while driving, and the neat thing about their project is they had some very sound statistical reasoning with their project that it showed that it was detrimental to drivers,
right,
and not to be distracted with electronic devices. We also had a candidate who was our runner-up last year, was doing research on their research is above my level of understanding, but basically doing cancer research in biochemistry here on campus.
Really?
Really, these high school kids are doing graduate level research at the high school level.
Wow.
And for either of us here sitting here, it's beyond our level of understanding.
Yeah.
I'm more of an organizer than
right,
a scientist.
Right. Yeah, I don't do a lot of science myself, so it would be above my understanding. You mentioned the international team. So are some of the projects individuals and some are teamwork, or how does that go?
Yep. So some of the projects that come here to Regent, they come in teams. They come as individuals. You can have a team up to three. And last year, our ICIF winner was a team from Cochran Fountain City. So that's why we say,
cool.
We represent Western Wisconsin as well. Wisconsin's doesn't have a large state science and engineering fair similar to Minnesota. They do have a smaller fair, but it's not on the scale that we have here in Minnesota. And the opportunities for Western Wisconsin, because we, again, I said, are under the umbrella of the international. So we represent a portion of the country, and mm-hmm. we happen to take in that portion of Western Wisconsin. So they can be teams, they can be individuals, and so either way, we accommodate them.
Okay. Are the teams and individuals, are they judged in different categories, or is it all kind of lumped together depending on the specific category?
Well, so they'll come, there are 22 major categories mm-hmm. under ICIF, and each major category has a subcategory. So they could be competing at the state level against other students in that particular category, but there are a limited number of ICIF, mm-hmm. International awards, and so they will be scored and judged by a separate judging group that
okay.
judges specifically for ICIF.
And so
they are actually lumped into one group for that particular judging, even though all the senior groups may possibly qualify for a state.
Oh, wow. Cool. So you mentioned that we serve Southeast Minnesota and also Western Wisconsin. What value do you think that the fair has to the greater community?
Well, I think, our students may move on, go on to post-secondary education.
And, right.
And I think quite honestly, that's maybe the one biggest benefit is students from Chatfield, Caledonia, La Crescent, from Cotter, from from Cochrane Fountain City, from public schools, from private schools. They're actually having an opportunity, one, if they come to our region, to visit a post-secondary institution and see mm-hmm. what it's like, what a campus is like. It gives them some encouragement to move on in their in academia right. after high school. And so we're providing that opportunity to those students to see other research. And if they come back to their home school or their home community, mm-hmm. They bring some of that, those skills and scientific reasoning and fact-based research back to their community and those presentation skills. So they may not be a scientist mm-hmm. or a researcher. They may be some other piece of academia. They may be an educator okay, or sure. an elected leader, but those presentation skills come back with them.
Right. So there's a lot they can get out of this, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's really, there are other areas in K-12 education where those kinds of skills can be had, debate, National Honor Society. It could happen in other challenging realms. Science fair is one of them.
Okay. How long do the students start preparing for this science fair?
Depending on the level, it's funny. Some will do little prep, and maybe only 8 to 10 weeks, and others will, at the senior level, might be planning a year in advance, starting oh, wow. with their research, their literature review, and then their experimentation. Some seniors have done 1, 2, or 3 years of research, so they initiate their research as a freshman or a sophomore. Mm-hmm. They present. They decide that they want to continue that research,
okay.
Repeat their experiment, or expand on it in a different direction.
Sure.
And then that's called a continuation. And in fact, some of the best research that you'll see at ICIF will be continuing projects that started as a seed, mm-hmm. as a younger student, a freshman or sophomore, and then they gained that knowledge. And then they replicated and went off in a different direction, expanding upon the knowledge that they gained in their initial research.
Right. Okay. So it's quite a process then.
Absolutely. Yep. These kids really can take the ball and run with it.
Yeah. 2 to 3 years, that's a lot, it seems like, for a high schooler.
If you're serious, and science is serious, mm-hmm. if you're serious about your research, you can really move and go places with this. And at ICIF, the top award winners at ICIF can come away with more than $100,000 in scholarships and awards. So the big game, ICIF, mm-hmm. there are really big monetary awards, big scholarships from major universities throughout the country.
Okay. That's great. That's really great. How long does the fair itself, how long do you guys start preparing for the students to come in?
Well, our planning process typically begins in early fall.
Okay.
And we start working with the host site, either St. Mary's University or Winona State University. We pick our date, and we start preparing. Our team starts preparing with setting up logistics for the day. So basically, everything happens in one 12-hour cycle.
Wow.
Everything we plan is getting everybody, our schools, our students, all up to date, when our deadlines are, when the paperwork has to be submitted, and getting our judges registered, getting our students registered, so that the day of, students show up, they're able to take the registration, set up their display, and be prepared for judging.
Right.
And we have packets for each judge, for each student, so that everything goes off kind of chronologically during the course of the day, so that by 3 p.m., all the judging has happened. All the students have had 3, 4, 5 evaluations, and then we're ready for public viewing from 3 to 4.
Wow. So that's where all those volunteer hours come in right there, huh?
Exactly. We have to have a large pool of judges to make sure all the students get a number of evaluations so that's not, you know, so there is some balance because one individual may judge a project one way and another judge may differently. But there are still some criteria that they all judge so that they're fair and that the competition for each particular one of the 21 slots is even-handed.
Okay. And then do they find out that same day if they advance or not or what awards they won?
They do indeed. So once our judging ends at 3, we have a public viewing until 4. Okay. And from 4 until roughly 6 p.m., our team, you know, takes itself off into a separate room, and we do a lot of spreadsheet crunching and sorting. We add up all the scores, and then we sign the certificates, the awardees, decide who is moving on to state, and then who our ISIF candidate is. And then we have an award ceremony that same day at 6:30.
Okay, cool. And is that open to the public too, the award ceremony?
The award ceremony is open to the public, and I believe we're going to be either in the gymnasium or in the Page Theater for the award ceremony. So everything is happening at St. Mary's.
Okay, great. And the public viewing, is that free to the public or?
There is no cost for the public to come and view from 3 to 4. For many people, they're still working, and I understand that, but you have to also understand that we have kids, students from ages 12 to 18,
right,
who have essentially been here in the gymnasium for 6 to 8 hours in one place.
Right.
And so that's a long time for them. So once we're done at 4, they're ready. They're hungry.
Right.
We want to make sure that they get a time to breathe and relax. Many of the students that come have other disciplines. Some are in athletics. Some are in music. And so they may not even be able to stay for awards. They have other things that they need to go to.
Okay. Okay. Would that be a good time for donations as well, the public viewing?
Absolutely. And we'll take donations any time during the year. It is the hard thing. We don't have a budget from the school district. We don't have a set budget. So really we depend on our host sites, our donations from industry, from the general public, and from a very gracious donation from the College of Science and Engineering here at Winona State University.
Okay, okay. Well, we're going to have to wrap it up here, but the Science Fair, it's the Southeast Minnesota and Western Wisconsin Regional Science and Engineering Fair, and that's happening tomorrow, February 23rd. It's from 9 to 3 p.m. The public viewing's from 3 to 4 p.m. Awards are at 6:30 until 7, and that's open to the public as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Is there a website or anywhere people can go to find out more about the fair?
Sure. We have a website, and there are a number of different tabs on the website that accommodate the public, judges, and students.
Okay.
And so it's a kind of a general website, and it's www.smuscienceFair.weebly.com, okay. And that's SMU. SCIENCEFAIR.weebly.com.
Okay, great, great. And then just because the fair, you know, has so much of a cost and it seems like a great thing for the students and the community as well, is there a place people can donate on the website as well?
Thanks for asking, Bill. We actually have a donation tab at the website. You can go to the tab, and there are some directions there, and they're clickable links that you can go right and right online to make your tax deductible donation through the CLICs, through the WSU Foundation.
Okay, great, great. Well, I've been talking with Paul Schallmeyer. He's the Regional Fair Director for the Southeast Minnesota and Western Wisconsin Regional Science and Engineering Fair that's happening tomorrow, February 23rd. And that's at St. Mary's University Gymnasium. Thanks for being with us, Paul.
Thanks for letting me come in and tell people about this wonderful event, Bill.
Thanks again to Paul Schallmeyer for joining us today on Culture Click. More information on the Southeast Minnesota and Western Wisconsin Regional Science and Engineering Fair can be found at www.smusciencefair.weebly.com. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to Culture Click.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.